Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association and Crop Life America. They are all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. There aren't any forest fires here in the east near Washington, D.C. No raging fires near our farm in Illinois. But the front page of the Washington Post and the Washington Times, they both tell us that the West is burning. Thousands are fleeing wildfires, forests and rangeland burned to a crisp. Early in the year, 1.2 million acres of range and farmland went up in smoke in Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas. Cattle herds were burned up, and the cattle that survived don't have enough hay or grass, which they need for feed. Further to the west, hot weather and drought are drying out the Forest Service land, which is U.S. Department of Agriculture land, and USDA is responsible for 190 million acres, and the Bureau of Land Management has 70 million acres. An interview with Bill Imbergamo, Executive Director, Federal Forest Resources Coalition, and he updated me on the severity of the situation. In Wyoming, the Medicine Bow National Forest fire more than doubled overnight. The Dixie National Forest has been burning old bug-killed spruce trees that the Forest Service did not harvest. Northern California, Southern California, Colorado have thousands of acres of baked landscape. Now we all understand that there is risk of fire when it gets too dry and too hot. But do we have to accept this level of destruction? And Mr. Imbergamo, he says no, and I agree. We need to manage our forest land better. Dead trees should be taken out. Thinning the amount of trees and brush will limit the amount that could burn. And in some cases, controlled burning is an answer. Oftentimes, when the Forest Service tries to do the right thing, they can expect a torrent of lawsuits, animal rights groups. They don't want anyone to do anything. It might disturb the spotted owl, and there could be some other endangered species nesting in the woods. And in the Larson National Forest in California, they said they had to protect the black-back woodpecker. Our priority should be our people, their homes, and their lives. Even woodpeckers don't want their forest to burn. You might think, with the millions of acres being burned and misery inflicted on our citizens, that we could find the will and the resources to do something. Let's hope. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.